You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
State Senator Jason Ellsworth is joining us now. He is a member of the ARPA Communications Advisory Committee. Meeting's upcoming here, but as I detailed a little bit earlier, there's an X amount of funding anticipated. They're doing some mapping right now, establishing the application process. Not a lot of this funding is earmarked, and the legislature had to wait. You know, the government said, the federal government said, okay, we've got this X amount of money, but I don't have rules yet on spending for that. And I think those have been trickling down, and it's needed. Let's catch up with the good senator from Senate District 43. How you doing, Jason?
Excellent. Good morning. How are you?
Hanging in there. I appreciate you being here. So have you got those guidelines from the federal government in place well enough to start kicking this money and start putting towers up?
Yeah, so we have an initial $275 million that we've transferred of. So there's also, I believe, a state appropriation that we've put in there of $2 million, which is just kind of initial pocket of funding to get that bill kind of off the ground, because we didn't know how much money and, you know, when that was going to happen. So where we stand today is $277 million, but we're looking at, and this is, I guess, what's very exciting. There is a very strong possibility, and we will have, I think, more concrete news coming out on this very shortly, about an additional $130 million through ARPA. So that's going to bump us up there quite a bit. And then with that new bill that was on infrastructure that came out of the Fed side, we're anticipating somewhere around, I don't know, I would say a low end of 175 to a high end of maybe an additional $300 million.
Wow. Specifically for broadband.
Yes. So when it, you know, if the tally comes in true, you know, we're talking somewhere in the $600 to $700 million range. So a significant portion. And then when you start including match and companies that are putting money up and local communities that can do it, local governments, reservations, school districts that, you know, want to participate, that will grow, you know, substantially as well, maybe a minimum of 20%. God knows, it, you know, could be an additional 35 or 40.
That is,
so
that's good news.
Real money.
Yeah, that's good news. That's real money. What does that amount of real money buy for Montanans?
So I think what it buys us is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to truly connect Montana. I tell you what, I've had more phone calls from people all over the state, you know, letting me know what's needed, where it's needed, filling me in on their local communities and what challenges they have. So now we're talking about getting off kind of Main Street that has real high-speed access and getting on the fringes and what we call the last mile. And then because the bill is technology neutral, it really allows for so many different opportunities, potentially cell towers, which can connect Wi-Fi, which would also enable, you know, voice communication as well. I mean, this thing is, it's huge. And for Montana, it is a game changer. So as chair of the ARPA committee for telecom, I'm just thrilled at where we're headed, where we started. Because when we started this bill out, we didn't know where would this end up. So from $0 to a game-changing opportunity for the state.
Yeah, yeah. No, it certainly is. And I guess the question to ask then is, as you guys are doing this mapping and establishing this application process, how do we spend this money wisely? I got to take a two-minute news break here, Jason, and we'll come on back, and I'm going to ask that question of you, too. And how you're getting phone calls. I know you're inviting that kind of feedback, but that's the next question is, Do we have guidelines on spending this money correctly? Because, as you say, that is game-changing, and Montana needs it, and it's going to be a huge jump. So we'll come on back with more. State Senator Jason Ellsworth is with us. Oh, I'm on the air. Oh, cool. Hey.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Hey, welcome, everybody. State Senator Jason Ellsworth is with us. It is Voices of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. We're talking about just, it is significant funding to significantly move Montana forward when it comes to broadband, as Jason had, the good senator had just detailed a second ago. Casey, you got a quick question because this is going to go real fast. I want to talk about, timelines for this sort of thing, but joining us from Great Falls, good to hear from you. What have you got for Senator Ellsworth?
Yeah, I wanted to just throw in a note of caution. Everybody is seems to get on the bandwagon with all this money coming down, but you have to look to who's going to pay it back and how it's going to be paid back and the effects on the inflationary rate. And so that's my worry, my concern.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be lost in the mix.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too. And I don't think it is lost in the mix, Jason, because I know the governor had talked about, and every one of the leadership coming out of the ARPA commissions have said, we want to think this sort of thing into the budget. We know the dangers of pots of gold that are temporary, so to speak. So talk about that process. Broadband's a bit different because this is all putting up new infrastructure that's very necessary.
Yeah, and it is different. So first off, it does not come out of our state general fund. So if we didn't accept this money and I didn't create the bill to accept this money from the feds, this actually just would have went to another state.
Yeah.
And then we would have just been further behind. And where we're at today is we are last in the country on broadband connectivity. So this is real infrastructure. It's real jobs. It's, putting real service in the ground, getting that delivered to people's houses. And it's not just about convenience. It's about jobs, the jobs that it will create, the infrastructure that we will have for businesses to be able to come and to function here. It will, in my opinion, put us on the map and make us competitive with other states so that, if a company wants to move here, and infrastructure is vital. So we got to start thinking of, electrification and how that worked a long time ago, telephone service and how that worked. And this is that kind of next wave that is just fundamentally important. And I'm excited about that. So we're going to be very responsible with this money. And that's the reason why we created this commission.
Let me ask real quick. And I appreciate that. And I know you will be. And again, I can't say it enough. I like this approach. I have less than a minute here. How's the mapping going? When are you going to have an idea of where this money needs to go initially?
So mapping is vital. We are looking at some different programs out there. And that is the key to all this. So we don't want to throw money out and not get a return. We don't want to put money where it's not needed and not necessary. We don't want to overbill. So we are being very cautious with this money and taking the appropriate amount of time that we do have a great mapping system in place and not spending it to spend it, but to spend it for the betterment of Montana.
State Senator Jason Ellsworth, I appreciate that. We're out of time. We'll catch up with you again. Thanks for the work,
Voices
sir.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.